Sandy. My name is Cindy. I have a problem with clutter, just about everything from paper to just having clutter around my house. Normally it's clean, but I can't seem to get things picked up. So my main problem is I'm not overwhelmed, but just wondering when I do get at it, what to do with it and what to do with it in the future. So, and I can tell that this is in my spiritual life too.
Yeah, it gets there, doesn't it? It's systemic. What does that mean? Clutter tends to kind of flow from one area of your life and sort of drip into another area of your life and then into another. And if it goes on long enough, well, you know, you look around and say, my life is cluttered, the house is cluttered, my mind is cluttered, my schedule, and there you go. I tell you what, intentional living, one of the four things that we focus on is to try to declutter our lives. And you know, the first thought, and many of the callers today will be thinking of paper, and you'll be thinking of your closet and your garage, and that's okay. Those tend to be sort of representative, I think, of other areas of our life that can also become overly cluttered. And so today, I'd love to hear from you. What have you done? Something that's helped you declutter some part of your life, your mind, your heart, your schedule, maybe your house, your home. Or maybe you just want to say, I just got to come into agreement with some other people around the country that I got a problem. And you want to admit it, and we'll pray with you, and we'll get you started today on decluttering your life. Okay, phone lines open. Let's go. 888-888-1717, the number, 888-888-1717. Now, you know, the Bible says to us a couple verses that you probably have heard, one in 1 Corinthians 14:33. Where the Apostle Paul says, for God is not a God of disorder, but a God of peace. Now, the context is talking about the church and relationships there, obviously. It's talking about how we're to order ourselves in our worship time and in relation with other believers and so on. But the principle still applies. The principle is there that God is not a God of disorder. God ordered the planets. He ordered the solar system. He orders day and night. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth, and he did so in an orderly fashion. And so God is not a God of disorder, but a God of peace, which is interesting because it's not, he didn't say a God of order, but a God of peace. And there's something about when you have order, you have more peace, right? When you have order, you have more peace. Now, I just have to confess. I confess that I chose well when I got married. I got the declutter queen of the world. If you don't need it, let's get rid of it. Let's clean it. Let's move on. Let's take care of things. And I know I frustrate her because I tend to be one that likes to hang on to things. Now, it gets ridiculous if you're trying to hang on to a 1964 Life magazine, unless you're saving it as a, you know, maybe you're going to resell it. It's worth a lot. That's potential. Or hanging on to regrets from 10 years ago. That's clutter in your life, right? Things that long ago should have been forgiven under God's grace and mercy. Or maybe you look at your schedule on your phone and you say, well, I'm just overscheduling my day with a lot of things that frankly maybe just aren't all that important. Chasing from here and there and your life is cluttered. Now, clutter is what? Clutter is that sense in my life that I have things that are of lesser importance getting in the way of things that have greater importance in my life. When you look at Jesus and his disciples, they were not cluttered people. You don't see any evidence of that in Scripture. In fact, when Jesus sent his disciples out, he sent them, he said, take nothing with you, right? I mean, they were decluttered to the extreme when in our culture we hang on to so many things. Jesus said, for instance, in Matthew chapter 6, don't lay up for yourselves treasures on earth. Now, that may be speaking of just all the earthly treasures, but you know, as in our 21st culture here, 21st century culture in America, we just hang on to a lot of stuff. Come on. Don't lay up for yourself treasures on earth where moth and rust come and destroy and where thieves break in and steal, but lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven where neither moth nor rust destroys and where thieves do not break in nor steal. For where your treasure is, there is your heart. That's convicting to me, right? So I send out a big thank you, Donna, for helping declutter my life. Jennifer, six of our grandkids are at our house this morning. six of them, the little ones, the six youngest. And Donna came into the room and said, she looked across the room. She said, what happened to that light shade, that lampshade? And it was crooked. And I said, Donna, we got six grandkids here. Just look around. It wasn't me. It was one of those grandkids. And so anyway, if you got kids, you know what I'm talking about, right? If you got a spouse, you know what I'm talking about. If you have a home, you know what I'm talking about. If you have a car, you know what I'm talking about. If you have a day schedule, you know what I'm talking about. And if you're a human being in this world, you know how cluttered it can become with everything from social media to all the stuff that we're trying to hang on to, mentally and otherwise. So let's get at it. Let's declutter our lives a little bit. Tell us one thing that you've decluttered in your life that's helped, how you did it. Or if you just want to have some agreement with some folks to say, you know, I'm convicted about this and I'm going to get started today, we'll pray with you. Give me a call. Let's go. 888-888-1717 is the number. 888-888-1717. And let's go to Caroline in Arizona today. Welcome. Tell me, Caroline, how has intentional living been helping you with clutter?
Intentional living has changed my life on the same thing of clutter. I have never been a good housekeeper. Housekeeping is not my favorite indoor sport. It's not that God loves me whether I'm a messy housekeeper I'm a great housekeeper, but I knew it was dysfunctional for me. And so I was praying about it, you know, and I was listening to you, Intentional Living, when I first started listening. And you said, just find one thing that would make a difference. And I thought, I'm going to do that. And so what I did was I said, taking on the whole house was more than I could do, but I could clean up the kitchen after supper. So that when I got up in the morning to worship and read my Bible, I didn't have a sink full of dirty dishes shouting obscenities at me. And so I prayed about it. And so, you know what? Every night I got up and I said, Lord, give me the strength to clean this kitchen up. And so I did it. And after 30 days, honestly, you would not believe this was the same house, because it wasn't just the kitchen that got cleaned up. It was the whole house. It spread from one place to the next. And a friend of mine told me this acronym, which was the DIN policy, and that is do it now. And so when I walk past something that's out of place, you know, I just grab it there and put it where it needs to be. And so I never have to go back and shovel out the kitchen or shovel out the rest of the house. So I am so grateful, Intentional Living, for that purpose. And, you know, the other thing of it is when I learned that I could change that part of it, and it spilled over into my eating habits, it spilled over into, you know, how I talk, you know, because I just took one project at a time and I didn't try to take on the whole world.
That's right. A little bit over an extended period of time will change your life. Listen, come on. We all know. If you do a simple math, you know what compounding interest is about. And those of you that started 20, 30 years ago, putting away a little bit over an extended period of time, you now look at that number and say, wow, look what's happened because of compounding interest. If you didn't get started then, get started now because it works. The fact is, things become cumulative in our life. That's true on stress. We know that from research. We know that in our counseling work. People that have a lot of stress, it becomes cumulative over an extended period of time. It's not just one stressor that lays you out, or two or three. Pretty soon, it's been months, maybe a few years, and you realize a little bit or a lot of stress over an extended period of time will lay you down because it's cumulative. And this is true of clutter. It's not one piece of paper or it's one regret or one negative emotion, but it's when they start to become several and they start to evolve in your life and they start to take place of God in your life and of the kind of joy that God has intended for you, that it becomes a problem. And so we begin today by saying, Lord, give me the freedom to begin today with one drawer, one thought, one relationship, one problem, one issue, and take a step to declutter your life for God's glory and your benefit. Tish is in Colorado. Hi, Tish. How are you?
I'm well. How are you today?
Good. How does clutter impact your life? What have you learned?
Well, clutter can overtake your life if you allow it to. A really simple thing that worked for me was I just started, you know, I think it's interesting. When somebody comes to our house, we'll always clean. We want to make sure that it's in perfect order. And so I think it's important to just remember that who are we ultimately trying to please? I mean, the Lord is who we have to please more than anybody, and he's with us always. He sees it always. So when I would refer back, I'm like, oh, the Lord sees this mess. He sees the clutter. He sees that in my life. And it was very easy for me to then just want to present myself, my car, my house, my finances, my business, all of that, so that it was pleasing to the Lord. And if I kept that in my mind, it was easier to keep that clutter down to a minimum.
So I'm doing it for him. I'm doing it because I'm a follower of Christ. I want to bring glory to him, and not because I'm worried about what somebody else is going to think.
Nope. You know, it just, and it's amazing if you pray and you ask him to be with you, how easy it is to get control of that.
Yeah. So how is your life different doing this?
Oh, I have so much joy in all areas of my life. It's organized. It's clean. I never, you know, you don't have to run home and feel like you have to clean off the kitchen counter before somebody comes over. And I just, you know, I, in my opinion, I feel it's also more inviting. It's more inviting for guests.
Yeah.
So why wouldn't it be more inviting for the Lord to be in that presence as well? I know he loves me always. I know he's with us always, but I want to present myself in a manner that is pleasing.
Amen. That's terrific. Thank you, Tish. Very encouraging. I know people listening will be encouraged by that. Thank you for your call from where in Colorado today?
I'm in Alamosa, Colorado.
Alamosa. What's the temperature there today?
Right now I'm at 82, but it's a dry and it's beautiful.
Yeah, well, it's like 159 here. And I don't know. It seems like it, right? No, not actually. I think it's going to be like 105 or something today. Then I heard on the weather that a lot of our friends across the east, you're getting whacked too with the, as my brother says, it's going to be 95 here in Michigan, he says, or something, but it's a wet heat, he says. Because we got the dry heat out here. But it's a wet heat. That's supposed to help. All right. Anyway, thank you, Tish. You know what? She just gave some really good wisdom. Put it on your checklist of your top 10. I'm doing this to bring glory to God. I'm trying to get order in my finances. What is going to bring glory to God with my schedule and my home and so on? Not about perfection, but bringing him glory. And I've said it over the years, and I stand by it. We benefit when we do that. That's a reality. Let's take a break. We'll be back. Kelly, hang on. You can join us. What one thing have you done or you're doing to declutter some area of your life? Or you want to confess it here today and we'll pray with you and encourage you, give us a call. Declutter Your Life, live from Intentional Living, 888-888-1717.
This is Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Intentional Living is furnished by Parent Talk Incorporated and is made possible by the generous support of our listeners just like you. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio, but it is intended to help you live an intentional life in Jesus Christ.
I just wanted to thank Intentional Living. Life can get so overwhelming. Focusing on one thing has really helped me just be present because I feel the presence of God.
With your support, the lives of people like Donna are changed and they can experience God in a new way.
I love you guys. Thank you. You're making a big difference.
Support Intentional Living today with a monthly gift, and you'll be a part of a special group that gets unlimited access to Dr. Randy's life-changing monthly teachings from the past 2 years.
This month, we have an incredible opportunity, as some friends in the ministry will match your gift dollar for dollar up to $19,000 right now. To receive unlimited access to Dr. Randy's teachings and send in your matching gift, call 888-888-1717 today or visit the IntentionalLife.com. That's theIntentionalLife.com.
Yes, indeed. Listen, Kurt, let me jump in because you mentioned 19,000. We have $17,160 of that remaining. That was a report from Heather just within the last hour. And that means the next $17,160 that comes in to help us with our listener-supported Intentional Living Ministry will be matched, will be doubled here in June as we're wrapping up our fiscal year on June 30. So it's a couple weeks away. And I just want to throw out to you, I need your help. My wife and I, we support the ministry actively because we appreciate it. And I know our team, we all stand in this gap for people to live intentionally in Christ. but I need your help. And so I throw it out there. If you have a way of sharing with us a gift, an additional gift during this month of June, maybe you're giving monthly, give a 13th month, or share a single gift with us. We'll make sure it gets matched. When you call during West Coast business hours, 888-888-1717, 888-888-1717, or go to theintentionallife.com. Brad did that. He joined us as a new monthly member from Americus, Georgia, Middle Georgia. Thank you, Brad. Catherine from Arizona. And then I think I mentioned Rosa, who joined us from Avondale, the Phoenix area. Thank you. We appreciate it. We need your help. I'll just throw it out there. Just call 888-888-1717, press number 2, or go to theintentionallife.com. Decluttering your life. Kelly, how are you?
Hi, good. How are you?
Good. Calling from Michigan today. Warm day in Michigan, yes, I hear.
It is hot here. It's about 88 degrees. We don't usually get that until late July or August.
Yeah, it's kind of all over the country, that's for sure. All right, we'll talk about decluttering your life. What have you learned?
Yeah, so much. And I love that you're having this conversation because it's such a big problem for so many people. I actually read a book a few years ago called Unstuffed, and it was all about decluttering not just your personal space and your schedules, but your mind, your body, your soul. And it was so good that in having talked about this living.
Oh, wouldn't you know it? That the cell phone dropped out when we were going to get the best part of that call. All right, see if we can get it hooked up again. Maybe she can find a better spot and we can talk. Unstuffed, haven't heard of it. Unstuffed. All right, let me go to Nora in New Mexico. Hi, Nora, how are you?
Hi, I'm great, thank you.
Good. What have you learned about clutter?
Oh, I just don't let anybody live rent-free in my head.
They can get there, can't they?
Yes, they can. And as long as you don't give them the energy or the time, they're not there. So however they want to be or do.
How do you deal with that, though, when you have, we're talking about people, relationship things. How do you deal with that or handle that when something occurs that it could be easy to ruminate on or get stuck at?
Right. Yeah. Basically, I take a lot of things to prayer, and the one thing, there's an app you can put on your phone, and it has to do with your mood, and it gives you a verse in the Bible to go to contemplate on, and it doesn't give you a verse, it gives you a list. So if it just that one doesn't speak to you that day, you can continue to go through the list, and you'd be amazed at how, you know, when you've got the Word of God to give you that strength.
Yeah.
How people no longer live rent-free.
Yeah, it's good. You know, the Bible says, take captive every thought. Take captive every thought. We kind of know in our life what taking captive means. You grab hold of it and you don't let it go. And it's got a negative context when it comes to people, but when it comes to our thoughts, it's a good thing. Taking captive every thought that enters your mind out of obedience to Christ. Paul says in Philippians chapter 4, whatever is right and pure and admirable and praiseworthy, we should think on such things. He also says in the book of Romans, we should be renewed in the spirit of our minds. He says that in the book of Ephesians. And so we find the Apostle Paul throughout Scripture talking about the power of our mind and our thinking. It really matters. So that, I like that. You can't live there rent-free, so we're going to charge you if you're going to be there. Okay. Oh, we're back with Kelly. We got Kelly back. Hi, Kelly.
Hi. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, we can hear you. We lost you at the best part. You were telling us about the book on Stuffed. How has it made a difference for you?
Oh, it was such a huge eye-opener for me that the decluttering stuff is just letting too much stuff in. You know, my husband always says, the house wouldn't be so hard to clean if we didn't have so much stuff. And he's right. Like, we do have too much stuff. And even it's been a few years since I read the book and went through all of the rooms and got rid of things. And the recluttering has started to happen where more things are getting let back in. And so I feel like I should read the book again, start over. My house was so cluttered, I couldn't even pick a room to start. I had to pick a closet, just one closet of one room, and start there. Start small.
This is true in any, it's true in any project. You want to write a book, you write one page at a day. I think I've mentioned before, I was with Chuck Swindoll. Some of you know who he is, a senior pastor. He's been radio pastor for many years. And I was with him and I was asking him, I said, Chuck, and I wrote 50 books or whatever. How'd you do that? And he said, hey, I got up an hour before everybody else and I wrote for 1 hour and that's it. You get up every hour and every day and write for an hour. What is that, a page or whatever it is? Over a period of a year, you've written a book or two. And so it's a matter of keeping priority on what your schedule is and living your life intentionally and not overbooking your day. All right. Thank you, Kelly. The book on Stuffed. Interesting title. All right. Let me go to Todd. No. Let's go to Debbie, who's with us. Let me see. In the Detroit area, apparently. It looks here, Debbie, like you're a new listener to 93.1. How are you today?
I'm good. It was so unusual. I was on my way to a doctor's appointment. My country radio station suddenly turned to Family Life, and I'm like, this is such a blessing because I have been looking for a Christian music station. And there you were.
Let me see if I understand. You were listening to the country station that was there for many years, and all of a sudden, there we are, and you were looking for something like this.
Yes. I'm driving down the road, and I kept hearing interference in my country radio, and I'm like, I don't play with the knobs when I'm driving. And there you were. And I'm like, hallelujah.
Amen. So you're gonna keep listening.
Oh, yeah.
Fantastic.
I'm not changing it.
All right. We're talking clutter. What have you learned about clutter, Debbie?
Okay. I've got clutter in every area of my life, like every retired person does. Clutter in my family issues. Clutter in my home. You go from working and having all this stuff to try and you don't need all this. You need less stuff. But I'm calling about the clutter in my mind. I have severe insomnia, and it's from clutter in my mind. My mind will go back or forward. You know, it'll go back in history, even to happy times.
Right.
You know, and I'll be reliving moments and reliving. And it's like, I feel like I'm being attacked, you know, because what has been rising up out of me now in the middle of the night is like, who cares? Shut up. God already knows all this stuff. And you already know all this stuff. So it's, and I tend to be a little anxious for no reason. I know better than that.
Trying to live intentionally without knowing the purpose is like running a race without having a finish line. We tire out pretty soon and we stop. One of the reasons we can continue to go through difficulties in our lives when things make no sense intentionally is because we know there's a finish line to this thing. You've heard me say over the years that intentional living is knowing your purpose, living your purpose, and then finishing strong. Finishing the day, the week, the month, and ultimately your life. That's an excerpt from the 101 class, The Basics of Intentional Living. It's been our featured resource this month for our members, our member community on our digital site, exclusively designed and available to those of you who are part of our monthly support family. And I hope you'll enjoy it, listen to it, and share it with others. Got some new lessons we're working on to get up there as well. The last couple of years of our monthly lessons are available there for you. Just go to theintentionallife.com if you want to join us. We need your help. As I mentioned a little bit ago, we have some friends right now matching everything coming in, saying, hey, let's finish this fiscal year strong by June 30th. We got $17,000 in match. You know what will happen? If we get this matched, we're going to hit the need for the month and for the year. That's really what it is. And so we're just $17,000 away, and that's being doubled. That $34,000 basically is what it is, right? You double it, will take us to where we need to be to close out this fiscal year. So can I ask you, as a friend, would you call and say, hey, I want to be a part of the ministry and get this matched? Whatever you can do, we'd appreciate it. Or if you could go online to theintentionallife.com, theintentionallife.com. Click on donate or call during West Coast business hours, 888-888-1717. 888-888-1717 is the phone number. All right. Do we have time for Elizabeth? Let's go to Elizabeth, who's on the line. Elizabeth, how is clutter impacting your life?
So I don't know if my stuff really counts as physical clutter as much as mental clutter. My husband and I are at kind of a challenging part of our lives, more me than him. I'm 23. My husband and I have been married for a couple of years. We have a great marriage. I'm married to a wonderful man. But a lot of my clutter, it's not necessarily affecting us, but I'm worried that it's going to start affecting us. I work full-time, well, more than full-time. I probably work 50 hours a week. And then I'm also waiting on my law school applications and finishing submitting law school applications and then taking care of a family and taking care of myself and managing friendships. And so it's a lot of physical and emotional clutter. And it's not causing a strain, but it's definitely leading to less intimacy, less personal time, and less energy to expend with each other.
Which is a personal strain. It's a marital strain.
Right.
Enough that you call, you're concerned about it. And your husband's concerned about it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Does he think you're doing too much?
I think it's too much, but I don't know what to cut out. Because being 23, you know, I'm doing everything I can to prepare for my future and to do everything I can with my family to set us up to be grounded. And so knowing what I can cut out is really difficult in terms of managing a lot of those things.
Do you guys feel like you're out of balance?
Yeah, I mean, in terms of intimacy and passion, I feel like my mind is so cluttered that it's hard to connect in terms of, like, paying attention and giving him my focus and energy and attention.
Mm. All right, well, Elizabeth, I wish I had more time. Let me just say this. Next year, you're going to be 24. Then you're going to be 25. And then 10 years from now, you'll be 35. And you know what? You'll look back and say, wow, I'm glad I put some decluttered things into my schedule so I put a priority on my marriage and my family and I didn't burn out. Because here's the deal. Think about when you get to be 65 and you look back, what do you want to have as a memory of being 23? When you're 65, what do you want to remember about being 23? And that's the way you should live. For God's glory and the benefit of you and your family, right? All right, with that, we got to run. Hey, listen, let's just keep talking. Phone lines just went open again. How do you declutter your life? Tell us your story. We want to hear from you. Give me a call. We'll talk. 888-888-1717. We're here. We'll see you next time right here from the Intentional Living Center.